This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sure. Beef stroganoff.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to double check.
I'm sure.
Wow. Oh, hi. We're live. Hi, everybody. Scott Hannon here. It's What's on Your Mind. I was just getting the special straight for the...
talking lunch.
PetroServe USA Studios. We come to you live and direct from the PetroServe USA Studios each and every day. And we also get to tell you about their great lunch specials every day. And grab and go home cooking. It's fantastic. And, you know, you own PetroServe USA. That's right. We're all this co-op. We're this member-owned. So if you get to the counter, fill a little form, you will get a you'll get a dividend check. You get some of your money back. It's another great way to go. Plus, you get great food. And I had to confirm this, but beef stroganoff is the special today in West Fargo, North Dakota's fastest-growing city, home of Big Iron. Mark it on your calendar. September 15th through 17th is happening. It's on. It's a go. Come on now. That's going to be our enough of this already coming out party, right? Rear view mirror. Let's get on with a great harvest and turn the page and get to a better place. So that's at the West Fargo, West Main Avenue location. Pulled pork today, 12th Avenue and I-29 in Fargo. Harwood, north of Fargo, I-29, two sloppy joes and chips. Valley City, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. A friend of mine told me the other day, if you wouldn't mind, I'd rather you stop telling people, just trying to recount this word for word here, stop telling people about how good the chicken is at the PetroServe in Mandan. I'd appreciate it because there'd be more for me. That's what he said, but I can't do that.
Sorry.
I can't do that. All the locations have the 4 for $4 deal, the pizza, the 2 fountain drinks, the cookie, 4 for $4, PetroServe USA. So check them all out today. Bring you the program today. I have a simple question today for the audience. Bottom of the hour, we have Governor Doug Burgum. Next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. So lots of time for questions, and you're going to talk to two pros today. So take advantage of that time. Text me your questions early if you like at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Okay? Here's the question I have, and I'm going to test this, Todd, on you. And Kevin, on you. And the question is, I won't put Leah or Daniel on the spot here. Leah's busy with our social media today. What's on Your Mind Radio, Twitter feed, follow it. We're live blogging today. And Daniel's getting ready to answer those telephones at 800-228-0550. What should we do? Knowing what we know now about COVID, what should we do? That's my question. What should we do? What's the answer here? What do you, as tax-paying, freedom-loving, but law-abiding citizens, want to see happen? What should we do? Where we're at right now, what should life look like in your town, your community, your state, where we live?
I just wish they'd pick a narrative and stick to it, you know? Either masks work or they don't. If you're requiring them because they stop the spread, then reopen everything. Okay? If they work and they stop the spread, reopen everything. They don't work when the mandates are those mandates are BS.
That's genius right there. Think about it. Let's flip and go all in on masks and say, okay, everything open then.
You open everything up, I'll wear a mask.
Yep. They're the panacea, right?
Yep.
Somebody yesterday suggested that I shouldn't call myself pro-life because I wasn't for mandating masks.
Well, if they don't work, then the mandates are BS. Which, pick a narrative and stick to it.
Yeah, and on that pick a narrative deal, but I'm not trying to pick on any one thing here or pile on with anybody. I seriously want to know in your heart of hearts what you believe is the proper place we should be in right now. And, you know, I am not a medical expert, but I'm doing my darnest to listen to all sides and to everything I can hear, and I'm telling you, all I have to do is look at simple data, okay? Simple data tells me right now we are in a place where we are needlessly scaring people, because if I look at the statistics, just the flat-out stats, I don't see a reason for the shrill. And it it has been. If you remember, it's been all over the map. Flatten the curve, right? We can't have the hospitals overwhelmed. Now it's masks at the 11th hour. Meanwhile, the age level is coming down of people getting this. More people are getting this. But guess what? The hospitalization rates are very manageable. You've got, I think another prime statistic is, you know, the amount of people tested as it correlates to the amount of people that are positive. So, what should we do? Todd, you got an answer for what should we do right now?
Want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. Don't. Stay away from people if you're not feeling too well. You know, I don't think there's going to be anything new that we haven't heard 15,000 times at this point, but that's it.
I would love to see one of these governors do what I just said. Step up and say, if you wear a mask and promise to wear it, we'll reopen everything. And watch them just freak out.
Here's something from the Bismarck Tribune yesterday. Now, it's the last three paragraphs of a story. It doesn't make the headlines, but this is the Bismarck Tribune yesterday, okay? The number of people tested in North Dakota for coronavirus at least once is 128,056. Total tests, 242,778. A total out of all of those tests, 242,000 plus, 285 people statewide have been hospitalized since the start of the pandemic. Only 38 of them remain, down 4 from the previous day. There were 36 new recoveries reported, boosting that total to 3,796. Okay? Most people who get COVID-19 recover. Let me repeat that line. Most people who get COVID-19 recover, experiencing only mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough. Others, especially the elderly and people with existing health problems, can experience more severe illness, including pneumonia. The vast majority of people recover. Three paragraphs, Bismarck Tribune, tells you, I could give you the same statistics about the flu. I could give you the same statistics about other pandemics we've had, H1N1, which the Obama administration blew. It's terrible. Go look at the deaths that occurred from H1N1. Compare the media news coverage to COVID.
Oh, that's not even, was not existent.
So why? Why are they trying to scare us? Why are they trying to put fear in everybody? Fear is the number one enemy. I've said it from day one. I'll say it again. And you know what? It's having real consequences, and we know more every day on why it's unnecessary. It is unnecessary. Think about that. Yeah, we're here.
What are you, Paul Harvey or something, taking these long pauses?
I'm just at my wit's end. Recovering is right. I just
scared the heck out of Daniel here.
It's crazy.
He's okay, I'm watching him.
800-228-0550.
Well, I know, but if you guys fall off the connection, then you can watch him all you want, but we don't know you're there, so.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Tom and Hazen, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah. Let me preface my opinion by regarding this COVID by telling you that I come from a medical family. My father was a surgeon. My mother, a registered nurse. Brother's a registered nurse. My grandfather, my sister, all in medical field. And when I was a kid, when the epidemics would come around, measles, mumps, chicken pox, they would hope that we would play with kids that had it so that we would get it, so that we would become immune to it. Because we were kids, we were strong, we were healthy, and we could recover from it. And that's exactly the way it is today with the statistics I'm hearing about COVID. And the Eagles came out with a song that really expresses my opinion about this whole thing, and that is, Get Over It.
Great song. That is great.
That'll have to be our bumper song coming back, Tom. Thank you for sharing that. And that's something we heard early on, herd immunity. Obviously, there's some of that going on. We don't know everything there is to know about COVID. We know a lot more than we did before. And I'm telling you, the carnage is going to last for years if we don't wake up pretty quick.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I got to tell you. Get over it!
Oh,
let's
man!
Go. How about that? Brought to you today by Pipers. Pipers is the auction real estate land management company in the upper Midwest. Let's tell you a little bit about what they have going at Pipers these days. For one, they're doing a 4-H FFA livestock auction in Bozeman today. 5 o'clock Mountain, Bozeman, Montana. Not Bowman, Bozeman, Montana. So that sounds like fun. Folks out there, enjoy. Cass County, 35 prime acres up near Harwood on Tuesday. The Olson Farm Retirement Equipment and Antique Auction in Robinson, North Dakota is next Saturday. And then the Upper Midwest Machinery Auction. It's the timed online version. That's next Tuesday, the 28th. Okay? Week from Tuesday, I guess, the 28th as well. So you'll find all the upcoming auctions. Busy August ahead for the folks at Pipers. Lincoln, North Dakota. Dagmar, Montana. Walsh County, North Dakota. There's some development land in Bismarck, Mandan. The Wenz Farms Retirement Auction in Baker, Montana on the 6th of August. Check them all out at Pipers.com or call 877-700-4099. Pulled up a stat during the break that I think puts this into perspective a little bit. Again, I'll repeat, not suggesting that this is no big deal, forget about it, it's you know, like a little mosquito bite. I'm not. We don't know enough about COVID to say that. But we know enough to have a pretty good idea of those that have had it, have recovered, vast majority of them, and that the deaths, very few of the deaths are from COVID only. I can't even find any in North Dakota. There's comorbidity deaths of about 20 a month related to COVID. 20 a month. Do you know how many people die every month in North Dakota on average? 500.
Well, I was just about to say, if we're going to outlaw things based on people dying, why do we allow cars?
Or swimming. Or swimming. Let's get on the list.
Anything with risk. 200 dear souls die per month in long-term care in North Dakota. 200. Okay, so, oh, this is really bad in nursing homes. Well, what's bad is that we have deprived loved ones of seeing their family members, and we've done it because of 20 deaths per month when we normally have 200 per month in long-term care, 500 all the time without COVID. Is that a stat you feel like you have front and center from people that are talking about this? The media is the number one culprit, and number two is politicians that don't want to be blamed for anything, that are overcorrecting. Give people the facts. They're smart. Let them make their own decisions. Give your best advice. That's why South Dakota wins the prize, in my view. Kristi Noem. What did Kristi Noem do that down there as governor? I think she explained it this morning on one of the news shows what their plan was.
Yeah, she was on Fox and Friends this morning, just pretty common sense.
We let the businesses stay open. We let people go to work. Mm-hmm. We told them to be smart. And we also asked them to be personally responsible. And we're seeing the benefits of that each and every day in South Dakota.
Yes, we are. Well, we must be number one with a bullet in Hazen, because here's another Hazen call. I love it. Mark in Hazen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I just want to let you know, I don't like masks. And I'm against any kind of government mandate of masks. But if a private business wants to require it, you know, then so be it. But we had this discussion in church the other day about, and we require it at our church. And some people refuse to come to church because they don't like the mask. It's uncomfortable. It's hot or whatever. So I thought, I got to thinking, you know, Jesus died and suffered for us. I can suffer 1 hour.
It's a pretty good point, and I was going to say, if they're hot, imagine if they stop going to church, how hot they're going to be, you know, at some point in the future. Just saying, you know. So I think I'd take a little short-term pain to have long-term gain. You know, everybody's got to make that decision for themselves. I'm with you there, but I agree with you. Here's what I don't like. I don't like that people that have been wrong so many times before are telling me to wear masks. You're right about private businesses: Walmart, Menards, Target. CVS? Okay, fine, I won't go there. I see two other states are doing it now statewide. It's the thing now, see? It's the thing. It's what's going to do it. And again, I'm all for masks, and I'll even support a government mandate and a penalty if you then say, okay, we're doing the mask thing, but everything else is opened up. Let's have a concert in the Fargo Dome. Let's invite President Trump to Bismarck for the event center and the kickoff or, you know, whatever, or to Big Iron or, you know, come on. Come on. Let's do that then. One or the other. I'm totally there. But I think on church you're exactly right. Most of the masses I've been to since we were able to go back to mass, thankfully it's been sort of we recommend it, but we don't require it. And I think here's one thing I don't know. Wasn't the idea of social distancing to prevent the transmission of COVID? The mask and the social distancing seems to me to be belt and suspenders. Right? I mean, well, why is there both? In other words, every other pew, and actually in some churches, two pews are blocked off, then one's open, two pews blocked off, then one's open, or you're distancing, unless you're with family members. So then the mask is necessary too? I don't know. I just feel like, we're getting big on rules rather than common sense, it seems to me, but... I like your analogy. Thank you, sir. John in Minot, go ahead. You're next.
Have you heard anything about the after effects of this COVID-19?
Of the COVID-19 after effects.
I'm sorry.
Are you talking about COVID? No. What do you mean? What kind of after effects?
One person said after he supposedly got cured, his brain was all foggy. He couldn't think right. Another person had vision trouble. One person woke up screaming. Another person had that, PDST, whatever you want to call it, something them people get from, over...
Post-traumatic syndrome, yep, absolutely, yep.
There's all kinds of, I won't say all kinds, but there's at least four there that people have reported having after they supposedly got cured on this. And I see nothing wrong with wearing a mask. All it does is protect your friend when you're talking to him. And if you don't care about your friend, don't wear it. If you want to keep your friend from getting sick, then you probably should wear a mask.
Yeah, I've just heard doctors say that without a mask, what comes out of your mouth and what comes out of my mouth when we're having a conversation, you are talking about going to the fair and hitting the bucket like 100 times in a row to be able to have that happen. So it's just that the chances are pretty slim. I have no problem with people saying, I'm going to wear a mask. I think it's fantastic. I think the idea that the mask is a tool of today to continue the fear, it's a really bad idea. Really bad idea. And just show me the data that says this is the end-all, be-all. If it is, then open everything up and have everybody wear a mask then. But I'm not against it. I just think it should be voluntary. Sounds like you do, too. And you can't, four cases of... Yeah, it happens. But look at the numbers. The numbers tell the story here.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. reporting a record of over 77,000 new coronavirus cases as of yesterday's update, the sharpest one-day jump so far. The nation also counted 969 more deaths from the infection, and that brought the total to over 138,000 since the pandemic began. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announced that he and Attorney General Chris Carr have filed a lawsuit against Atlanta's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, and the city council for imposing a mask order. The governor spoke about it a short time ago.
Mayor Bottoms' mask mandate cannot be enforced, but her decision to shutter businesses and undermine economic growth is devastating.
Housing starts in the U.S. reported this morning for June coming in higher than analysts expected. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Going in the oil patch of North Dakota, the Bakken, is incredible. It's a black swan after black swan after black swan, the latest being the Dakota Access Pipeline, of course, and the demand deflation, the price battle with Russia. It's unbelievable. But you know, my friends at Oasis Petroleum, you know what they do? Tommy News, Taylor, the whole crew there, they have this Be the Buffalo mentality they've adopted from North Dakota. They do business here and other places as well, but they have that Be the Buffalo spirit about them, and they love that in North Dakotans, where you turn to the storm. You know the buffalo does that, right? Turns to the storm, faces the storm. That's what they do, and that's what you do, and they love it. That's why we have the Oasis Petroleum 24-7 hotline for anything on your mind at 855-200-1776. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum back with us on What's On Your Mind. Governor, how you doing?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you, as always.
Yeah, you too. I just spent the morning looking at North Dakota's statistics in a way I hadn't in a while, like, okay, total deaths and how many are comorbidity. And I think it's very obvious North Dakota has done an extraordinary job. And you maybe don't see that when the blinders are on and you're in the middle of the battle. But I think South Dakota, same thing with how they approach this. North Dakota had a very light touch. I want to start with a question this morning about when we can stop talking about this, because I honestly think as much as we do talk about it, it makes some people jittery. They stay home. They don't go out. And in the meantime, our businesses can start dying a slow death here pretty soon. And I'm hearing it from a lot of businesses in a lot of different sectors right now that, you know, confidence has to come back. So where are we at in this effort? And when do you think we're beyond day to day talking about it, watching statistics, releasing numbers?
Well, I think for confidence to come back, because there is we've got a disease here, which is if you've got age and underlying health conditions, this can be deadly. We know that, and very deadly. So for confidence to come back, we need to make sure that we have got the spread of the virus, you know, managing it. The way we manage it is to make sure that we have got the adequate healthcare capacity, particularly hospital beds and ICU beds. And in North Dakota, we do. So like I said, we haven't changed the goalposts since the beginning. We're trying to, you know, manage this thing so we can care for people and recognize the threat that it is. And we have done well in North Dakota, but there was other states that did well, and then the thing came, you know, came roaring back. And if you look, I was on the call last night with governors from, you know, Mississippi and Arkansas and Arizona, and you know, you talk about businesses that are struggling right now. The way we get confidence come back is we keep the virus numbers down, and we do that by being North Dakota smart. If you sort of say, hey, we're over this thing, we're past it, it comes back, and then even governors like Governor of Arizona, who is a, you know, true blue, and Governor of Texas, these are true blue, light touch, limited government guys. They've had their, you know, closed bars because the contact tracing showed that that's where a lot of this activity was coming from. And so we just have to continue to be North Dakota smart. North Dakota smart means that we maintain our awareness that it can come back, as opposed to get cocky and kind of say like, hey, we, you know, we beat this thing. We're, you know, we're better than this thing and we don't have to worry anymore. And I think again, it's just a, it's about us really truly being North Dakota smart, which is we proceed forward. Is this the way we get our schools open? This way we get our businesses, the businesses that are open get to stay open. We get to keep getting, keep moving forward, where some of these states have had to move backwards. And so that's, as long as we can stay North Dakota smart, then we can build consumer confidence. We've done some great things. The new grants that are coming out from Commerce, the ERG, the sort of emergency response grants, are related to resiliency, these resiliency grants, which will allow a business to do things. I mean, if you're a bar or a restaurant and you've got to add outside seating and you need heaters to be able to have people sit outside in September, those are eligible. You need plexiglass for checkout, that's eligible. So there's a number of things that, you know, best practices that our businesses are doing to get their businesses, because getting outside makes a difference. Let's take advantage of the great North Dakota summer and fall that we have and, you know, keep having our businesses thrive, but let's do it in a way that's a safe way, and let's get smart about using outdoors as a resource.
You mentioned the goalposts early on. I remember the goalposts, and it's what sold me 100% on everything that was being done, needed to be done, and it was the visual of using up hospital space and overwhelming our healthcare system and having to decide who lives and dies based on who gets a ventilator. Bad idea. Don't want to ever see that happen in the United States of America. That was flattened the curve. That was, you know, I think the White House had 15 days to flatten the curve initially, extended it to 30 days. We talked about it here. There were, you know, hospital beds in the Fargo Dome and the University of Mary. So that goalpost, we've achieved, right? Now it does seem like we've moved the goalpost to say, well, yes, we flattened the curve, but now we got to do this, wear a mask or whatever. Am I seeing that wrong?
No, we haven't moved the goalpost. We just don't want to get in that spot. I mean, take a look at these southern states, and some of that could be related to, you know, air conditioning and, you know, 100-degree heat, people, you know, being congregating inside in closed spaces where transmission could be more rapid. But, I mean, on the call with the White House on Monday, and, you know, the federal government's, you know, flying personnel to these southern states because they may have enough beds, they didn't have enough staff to provide care at the highest level. And so, again, we've stayed out of that. We want to stay out of that. We haven't moved the goalposts. But, again, I think it's a we still need to be North Dakota smart if we want to stay out of that. I mean, right now we're in great shape because we've got, our hospital capacity is as high as it's been. But if we're talking beds in the low 40s that are being utilized and only a fraction of those being ICU, that's a very small percentage of our total hospital space. So we are in great shape that way. I just want to make sure we stay that way. Because it would be no fun for us to go backwards, thinking that we have this thing, conquered. The way we want to go forward, not backwards, in North Dakota, and that involves that, you know, we're smart. And if someone's wearing a mask, you know, the thing to say to a person wearing a mask is probably thank you, because they might be wearing a mask because they know they think they may have symptoms. They may be wearing a mask because somebody in their family is a transplant, has received an organ transplant. Maybe their kids got cystic fibrosis, you know, immunocompromised. You know, if someone's wearing a mask, I say we respect that person because they're making a choice. Their freedom of choice is like the freedom to not wear one. But if they're wearing one, say thank you, because they're doing their piece to help slow the spread.
Texter says, masks are a joke unless you are wearing the high-efficiency filtration-rated ones. The size of COVID will not be filtered out by the chintzy paper or by cloth. One other point, try and find a mask that's not made in China. We have heard a lot about masks. Some states are mandating them. Stores now are requiring them. And you've stated your point to say, if you see somebody wearing one, they're wearing it to help. But do they make the difference? In other words, if we said, okay, let's everybody wear a mask and then everything can reopen because we've got masks on, are you that confident in masks?
Well, there's a growing body of evidence to say mask works. I know there's controversy. I know on the internet you can find, you know, anything you want on any topic that will contradict the other. But you take a look at, you mentioned China. You take a look at China. China's GDP is growing this last quarter. South Korea growing, and their culture over there, even pre-COVID, a lot of people wore masks in those dense populations. So then here in the U.S., I mean, you know, we've got red state governors that were against them before or for them now, whether, you know, Arkansas, Texas, Mississippi, South Carolina, Arizona. I guess they decided that, you know, the choice between being more supportive of people wearing masks or having to shut down every business in the state, they decided that, you know, people wearing masks might be a way to show that people are all in it together, because the evidence would suggest that it does slow the spread. And I get that if you're in a clinical environment and you're, you know, working with COVID positive patients on a 12-hour shift face to face, you better have an N95 mask. But if you're, you know, just walking into a store if you went in for surgery, would you say today, gee, I don't want any of the surgical staff to wear masks? I mean, would you want somebody to sneeze in your face today with COVID around? I don't think so. So I don't know why people are so worked up about masks. If people want to wear them, they're doing it to, protect themselves, their family, and you. If you're not wearing one, it helps you if somebody else is wearing one. So, like I said, I think the only thing to say to someone wearing a mask is thank you, and then we just move on from there. I have heard in other states there are businesses that are trying to protect their team members that have, liquor store in Bozeman's got 5% off for anybody that comes in wearing a mask. So I think, again, you want, you know, consumer confidence. Some people might only want to go to a place that has a mask because of their, because of what's going on with their family or who they're trying to protect. And other people may want to have a different attitude towards it. But let's respect that we've got a whole range of people in different risk situations, because the risk doesn't fall evenly from this disease. And the key here for North Dakota is for us to stay on the great path we're on. But, you know, our positivity numbers are rising. They were below 1%, 2 weeks ago. They creeped up to in the ones, and they got to two. It looks like today we might have a 3% day. And so we're not going the right way on the positivity rate. It's, again, something we're paying attention to. And I would just, again, social distance, hand hygiene, wear a mask when appropriate. And if you can be socially distanced from everybody else, there are lots of places in North Dakota where you don't need to wear a mask, and that's whenever you're 6 feet or further away from someone. But I would say, again, we know what crowded spaces look like, and there is a risk of transmission when you're in those spaces.
All right, let's take some calls for the governor on what's on your mind, 800-228-0550. Matt in Fargo for Governor Doug Burgum. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First of all, Governor, just a compliment. The North Dakota Department of Health, the information they put out, both in the number and type of metrics, the way they're presented, I look at stuff from states all over the country. What you guys are doing are second to none. I don't know if that's just because of your background in software and data metrics and stuff like that, but it's absolutely amazing what your department. So kudos to whomever, IT, Department of Health people, whatever. They've been fantastic across this entire thing. Going forward, my question really is kind of two-pronged. It goes to as we go into the fall. When the American Academy of Pediatrics made their recommendation a couple of weeks ago that we have to start with the assumption kids are going to be in classrooms, that was wholly uncontroversial. Okay, the only opposition I heard was some disparate things from union representatives just warning that, hey, let's make sure we're also protecting teachers. Since then, when the president jumps on it, it's become an absolute explosion of partisanship. What I'm wondering is, and that's my disappointment with is how the media is also portraying it, that they aren't portraying it as pediatricians versus teachers with them. How are we looking at with teachers in our state? And when we go into flu season, how are we going to deal with flu symptoms and upper respiratory symptoms in an era of COVID? How do we differentiate between all that and stay open?
All right, hang tight for your answer, Matt. We're up against the break here. We'll give the governor a chance to answer that when we come back. Another's waiting as well on What's On Your Mind. And I'd love to talk about some other great things that are happening. in our great state of North Dakota. So lots to do. Coming up, don't go away.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for 11. 2 for 2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for a dollar. The giant seeds 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot cords for your iPhone, $9.49. At PetroServe USA, near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And we are back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum. And Matt at Fargo had a question for you, two-part question there. I'll let you tackle on, first of all, the Pediatrics Association says school should be back, and everybody says, okay, fine. The president says the exact same thing, and somehow the controversy ignites. What do you make of that?
Well, I do, and then Matt also, offered some compliments relative to the data that's available online. I just want to say that's a big team effort. Thanks, Matt, for recognizing that. We have strived to have the best information out there of any state. It's been a focus. We review the data every day. We've worked on getting the charts and graphs better, but I'll pass that on to everybody. Thank you. And yes, the Pediatrics Association, not just for the the physical health of the student, but the emotional and social well-being for families, for the kids' education. I mean, all that is, gets back in school. So that's the posture we've taken here. That's what we announced on Tuesday with Superintendent Basler is our full intention is for school districts to open within in-classroom. But as you noted, it isn't just on going back to school. I mean, this has become a presidential campaign issue. It's, the pandemic has become weaponized. It's become political. Every issue gets politicized. I mean, I saw an article the other day that said, here's the states that are managing the pandemic well. And I'm like, wow, that's a great article. I'll be reading about, South Dakota and Nebraska and Iowa and all these Midwestern states have done a great job and other places. And it was about New York and New Jersey. It was a CNN article. And it's like, there's no data to support that. I mean, the number of people that have, died per 100,000 in some of these states. So again, but the virus doesn't know whether it's in a red state or blue state, but everybody wants to turn it into that discussion. And that's why in North Dakota, we want to stay focused on the data. We want to stay focused on the lives and livelihoods in North Dakota, and you have to really, there's a lot of noise out there in the national discussion that is not relevant to what we need to do for the citizens here, but it's unfortunate that it's being so politicized. So, good point, Matt.
Appreciate the call, Matt. Others waiting here. A texter wants to know what you think of herd immunity, and I want to piggyback onto that to say, I just looked earlier today. The average deaths a month in North Dakota in any given year, no COVID, is 500. 200 of those are from long-term care. We have averaged 20 a month since March with COVID. Now, I don't know if I pulled out stats on, the flu or whatever, but obviously if the comorbidity is what people have died with the 20 a month. There's nobody that's died of COVID in North Dakota yet. So are we still at a point where this is the threat that we're, shutting down businesses, being careful about schools coming back and all of that with those low of numbers in your view?
Well, that's why we're pushing ahead on the path that we're on. And you're right, Scott. We do look at, death rate above average, in terms of where that is. We have seen in the, large outbreak, areas. I mean, as the data comes in, whether it's Italy or New York or other places where they have had, spikes in deaths, particularly when they got beyond, the ability to deliver, high quality health care. So that's why we're, staying course, staying focused like we are. And keeping focused on, rebuilding citizens' confidence in getting out in the economy and doing it in a smart way.
Is herd immunity a tool to use in that process?
Well, again, there's more that we don't know about this particular virus than we do know. And there are lots of theories about herd immunity. But there's also, some evidence that people can get it a second time. And so if you, said, hey, I've had it, I've got the antibodies, and so therefore I'm bulletproof, I'm completely immune to this thing, and then you get it the second time, and some people, when they get it the second time, get sicker than they did the first time. And this can be a serious disease if you get, if you get this thing. It's not anything that anybody would want to get if you're, end up with a serious upper respiratory disease and end up hospitalized. Sounds pretty awful to me. So I think we have to be, keep learning about that and keep learning what that could mean, for us. And herd immunity, we've got it, the early tests we have is that, we've got, single digits of people that may have had it. Herd immunity probably takes 40 to 50%. So to get to herd immunity, a lot more people are going to have to run a course of this thing. And the good news is that, the progress on the vaccine is happening a lot faster than people thought. So maybe it'll be a combination of herd immunity and that we've got some therapeutics and vaccines that will help, help save lives, livelihoods, reduce or get confidence and get us back operating the way we were before.
Mark and Bismarck, quick question for the governor. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Mark. Your question. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just, I agree with you respecting people wearing masks. I don't think it's been mandatory, and I hope that you don't do that with North Dakota. You were talking about, getting people's confidence back in, with the numbers and reporting and all that. How can we even trust that when you're hearing about, like, those centers in Florida and Texas that are reporting 100% positive cases when that's not it? We're not getting reliable information from anybody. And, you know, I like a lot of people, think that come November 4th, this is going to change. But how can you get confidence back into people when the numbers aren't even accurate from a lot of the stuff we're hearing?
Well, I can't speak to the accuracy in other states. I know we've got people working around the clock in North Dakota to make sure the data that we're putting out is accurate, because again, we want to be driven by data, not driven by rumors or driven by coastal headlines or politicization of this pandemic. So we are making sure that we've got good data here. That's what we're driving for. But I agree. If the point is, you know, are people going to report on this differently after November 4th? A sad fact is probably.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. We'll finish with the governor. I have one more question coming back.
Brian Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.